Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening. This is Joshua Hughes and welcome to your two-minute briefing from The Telegraph. Israel gave the US a last-minute warning before escalating its conflict with Iran by launching an attack on a military base this morning, Italy has said. Earlier on Friday, US officials revealed they had received advance warning of an Israeli attack. But Italy's foreign minister told reporters in Capri that the US was only informed at the last minute. Meanwhile, Iran has signalled it has no plans to retaliate. Elsewhere, French police have arrested a man who falsely claimed that he was wearing an explosives belt while inside the Iranian consulate in Paris on Friday morning. Early reports suggested a man was holed up inside the Iranian consulate and threatening to blow himself up. A police source had told Reuters the man was seen at about 11 a.m. entering the consulate, which is located in the Iranian embassy building, carrying what appeared to be a grenade and explosive vest. However, the man was not found to be carrying any explosives. Next, Nicola Sturgeon has said her husband being charged with embezzling funds from the SNP is incredibly difficult for her. She broke her silence on the development. Hamza Yousaf also describes his shock at the charge and noted it was a really serious matter indeed. And to stay up to date with all the latest news delivered straight to your inbox, you can sign up to our twice-daily front-page newsletter. For now, though, that's all from us. Until your next briefing on Monday morning.